High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Research has shown that people who lose a pet experience grief the same or in some instances worse than losing a loved one. With our pets providing so much joy and happiness in our lives, when they take ill, it can be challenging not knowing what to do, particularly not knowing what to do financially, because expense can be significant if a pet has a serious medical condition. Joining me for more is Pete Weatherburn, otherwise known as Pete the Vet. Pete, before we get to the costs of a pet becoming ill, give us just a sense of the base costs for having a pet. If you want to get a pedigree dog, how much are you likely to have to pay?
Well, the price varies very much for pedigree dogs. It could be anywhere between €500 and €2,000. And that's the first price point where I see people could make great savings. Because if you instead choose a rescue dog, you don't have to pay that $500 or $2,000. You just have to give them a donation, and usually that's set at somewhere between €100 and €200. And for that donation, you don't just get the lovely animal, but you also get usually vaccinations, parasite control organized, and sometimes also a contribution towards neutering, or they may already be neutered. So that's the first big money-saving tip I can give to people if they're thinking about taking on a new pet. And rescue dogs are generally fantastic pets, equally as good as any pedigree animal.
If you then take on those costs yourself, so standard vet bills like vaccinations, dewormings, parasite control, all of that, what kind of money are you looking at, both upfront and on an average ongoing basis?
Well, you're right to ask that question, and I wish people would do that before they got a pet, so there's no big surprise. Generally, puppies need to have a set of vaccinations that could cost anywhere from, I don't know, €90 to €150. And by the way, vet prices in this country, vet fees are not set. It's an open market. Vets charge what they need to charge, and there's variety in how they do that, variety in different costs for different areas, variety in the level of services and in the standards of premises and all that sorts of stuff. And, you know, how long does the consult last? Is it 5 minutes? Is it half an hour? All these things change the price. So there are some countries like Germany where the government insists gives a set fee or a range of fees that should be charged. That doesn't happen in this country. So people are welcome to shop around, as long as they bear in mind what I said, is that to some extent you get what you pay for, and that's why prices vary. So yes, so in general, like I've said, that's puppy vaccinations. Parasite control can cost anywhere between 10 and €20 a month. And I'd very much be talking these days about individualized parasite control. You look at the risk the dog's facing. You know, if they eat lots of slugs and snails and frogs, then they're at high risk of lungworm, and they must have a tablet once a month or a spot on once a month. If they're an apartment dog who never does those things, then you can reduce that level of parasite control. So it's very much an individualized issue which you talk to your vet about. Then when it comes to spaying and neutering, again, the cost varies depending on the size of the animal and their weight and their age. All these things influence the cost. Male versus female. Males generally are cheaper to operate on than females, because it's a much less significant operation from the point of view of the technicalities involved. So there's lots of differences there. And if you're thinking about getting a pet, you really should do your research, write down these costs and work out how you're going to cover them.
Now, it is a lucky pet owner who has their entire duration of ownership without any kind of acute medical problem for the animal. So common acute problems, whether it be requirement for a hip or an elbow surgery or a tendon problems or any of those kind of things, what sort of money are you looking at for those?
Okay, well, it's a very broad range again. And interesting that you talk about acute problems as being the expensive ones, because actually often it's the chronic ones that are the really expensive ones. To give you some examples, if a dog ruptures its cruciate ligament, it needs to have that cruciate ligament ligament repair to the complex orthopedic operation, including metal implants. It's probably going to cost €2,000 to €4,000 to get that fixed. That's to give you some sort of, and broken legs and so on are usually in a similar type of range. Now, if you have something like a Dachshund that has a slipped disc that needs a major spinal operation, that's going to cost you anywhere between €4,000 and €8,000 perhaps to get all of that treatment done. And those are the acute ones. But what can be more expensive sometimes is the chronic diseases. What I mean by that is skin disease, itchy dogs that need to have treatment every month for their entire life. And that could cost €150 a month or more for that level of treatment. If you have a dog with heart disease, again, heart disease is common, especially in older dogs. And that treatment could also cost €150 upwards every month. Arthritis, another very common disease affecting older dogs. And again, monthly treatment for that can be anywhere between €50 and €200 a month. So it's these long-term ongoing illnesses which tend to be most expensive in the end.
Just doing some back of an envelope mathematics on what you're describing there, Pete, if you're spending €150 a month on an animal that could live 10, 12 years, that's €18,000-€20,000 across the lifespan of the animal. Do people actually pay that?
Well, yes, because the thing is that people don't see pets as just pets, if you like, just animals. People see pets as family members. And one of the new trends, actually, is for young people in their 20s to take on a pet, whereas they used to maybe wait until they're married and had kids and then they get the pet. Young people in their 20s, when they get together, they have the same internal urge to have something to care for, but they don't want to have children yet. So they're freezing their eggs and they're getting a pet. And studies have shown that they see that pet as important to them as their life partner. So when it comes to a medical issue, they want to get the same level of care for that little animal as they would get for their life partner if they were taking them up to the Blackrock Clinic or the Beacon Hospital, whatever. They want the same for their pet. And so you can see that although it's expensive, that's what people want to do. They want to give the very best care. And the challenge for us vets is we want to give those animals the best possible care as well. But we have to do that in a contextual way, which has to also take into account what the people's resources are. And that's why vets are very happy when they hear that pets are insured, because it means that we can just do the absolute best for that animal because we know it's covered by insurance. If it's not covered by insurance, we need to go back to you and say, listen, these are the possible things we can do, but this is what it will cost you. How much do you want to do? And, you know, we have to work with people to find that, you know, how can I get the best bang for their buck to help that animal in the best possible way, but while still staying within people's financial limits? Because it's really important that we do that. We don't want to get people into a difficult financial place accidentally, if you like, because they're so emotionally involved, they feel they have to do this. We have to work out with them what they can afford and how far they can go. And these can be very, very difficult conversations.
Well, that emotional commitment that you described, a lot of people backing that up in text. My dogs are the center of my life. They have improved my quality of life so much I couldn't be without them. Another, Anton, we had a Labrador since 2019, had his first epileptic fit at 4 months. On meds for that, it costs us €125 a month. But the Labrador got us through COVID and we wouldn't be without him. Pete Weatherburn, thank you very much. That is Pete Weatherburn, otherwise known as Pete the Vet.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to High Five everyone. The neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at HighFiveCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.